Would you just bow your heads, please? Father, without your Holy Spirit anointing these words, it's just going to be words. But I believe, Father, that when you anoint, there will be revelation and understanding. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I want to take you to John chapter 20. And I'm going to be using the Amplified because I want to hit you hard with the word instead of thought patterns. Thought patterns can take you all over the place. Mm-hmm. But when the word is firm and strong, it'll keep you in the midst of the storm. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It says, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw the stone had been removed from, lifted out of the groove across the entrance of the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples whom Jesus tenderly loved. If you haven't got an Amplified, write on the side the word tenderly. The reason for that is because it describes the kind of love that Jesus gives to his, you hear me? Tenderly loved. And said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. So she's thinking natural. And we do not know where they have laid him. She wants knowledge. She demands information. Upon this, Peter and the other disciple came out, and they went towards the tomb. Now, you know that's John, right? Okay. They came running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and arrived at the tomb first. Notice he's probably a teenager, and he's in a big rush. And obviously, Peter's probably just like, okay, we're going to research this woman, see what in the world she's got this, you know, that she gave it. Information. Stooping down, he saw the linen cloth lying there, but he did not enter. Simon Peter came up, following him, and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloth lying there. But the burial napkin or kerchief, which had been around Jesus's head, was not lying with the other linen cloths, but was still rolled up, wrapped round and around, and in a place by itself. How many know Jews are meticulous about their napkins or anything they use? This would have signified it's not somebody that stole the body. Because they would have thrown that aside somewhere, anywhere in a corner, get it out of here, we're taking this body. Now, that would have been enough for me, but probably because we talked about Thomas last night. Thomas having an issue with believing. How many have ever had a problem with believing? Thank you. We like to be able to see. We like to be able to touch, feel, because we are in a human cage or tabernacle. Number 8. Then the other disciple reached the tomb first, went in too, and he saw and was convinced and believed. So now this is important because you need to see, John had a little bit of a problem as well. Here was unbelief in him. How could this possibly take place? And yet, he knew that the Lord loved him. Understanding comes sometimes a little later. Verse 9. For as yet they did not know, understand, in parentheses, the statement of Scripture that he must rise again from the dead, which is Psalm 16, verse 10. Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, you know, I would have known it. Yeah, right. Get a clue. How many of you know Psalm 16 by heart? So that verse 10 would stick out. Verse 10, the disciples went back again to their lodging place, Sis. But Mary remained standing outside the tomb sobbing. Now, why didn't the other two sob? many, many times, I find that the tenderness of the ladies is not present in men. You guys have that ability to feel things that we don't feel. And sometimes it becomes an irritation to the men.
Amen.
Because we'd like to straighten you out so you don't suffer. We're trying to protect you in case you didn't get a clue.
Yeah.
Our motivation is love, but it's not perceived as love. Sometimes it's perceived as judgment, fault finding, and control.
And abuse.
Come on,
Amen.
Ladies, please.
Amen.
Okay? But men want to get it over with because they don't want to join in. Hear me.
Amen.
They don't want to be crying. Because after all, a man does not cry. At least it was my book anyway. So what am I telling you? She's sobbing. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. Remember now, she's number three. She saw two angels in white sitting there. Why didn't they see the angels?
Must have been blocked from them.
Huh?
Must have been blocked.
Yeah. It wasn't intended because they were not in an emotional state. They just took in information, which is what men do. Ladies, go deeper. And it's not a judgment call on you girls. It's just who you are. And us men need to adjust. Now, she is sobbing, she's broken, she's crying, and angels show up. That's kind of cool, ain't it? How many of you ladies have ever seen an angel? Thank you. You other ladies, get with it. Start asking. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7 and 14 says, we are surrounded by angels. If we're surrounded, it would be nice to get a glimpse once in a while. Amen?
Amen.
And it's okay to get jealous of the things of God. Amen? Now, she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you sobbing?" Typical guys.
That's it. Yeah. What are you crying about?
She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." So again, she's in the natural. Amen? Don't blame them, and don't blame her. On saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize or know that it was Jesus. You know, I asked the Lord this morning, I said, "Okay, Lord, you want me to share this?" Because I had a vision. Snapping me back to 1986 or 7, where I had a crisis in my life. And I was really having a major issue with the Lord. Oh, yes. Because he had allowed somebody to come into my life to irritate me to no end. Like I sometimes do with you. Okay? So I made up my mind that I was going to get solid with God. That's what men do. Got to lay the law down.
That's right.
If this man is off his rocker, and if he makes any sense at all, and it's you, Lord, then you better do something with the gold standard. And I meant it. It's got to be something solid gold out of the box. You've got to prove to me that this man's on target. Because I had been listening to him for months. Months. And he was driving me nuts. With the message of sonship and resurrection and no death. And it didn't make sense. It wasn't religious enough for him.
Amen.
Okay. So I picked up a couple of buddies that I needed to give a ride to. And off we went to Mount Marie. Those of you who don't know Mount Marie, it's in Holyoke. That's the conference center that had been rented. I walked in and I had my first answer to prayer because I really had a hidden desire for my brother and his wife to really get to meet this man because he was so strange. Yet, a lot of his message was delicious. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Something so strange and yet so delicious. So I said, Lord, you know, I would like my brother. Of course, my brother's up in Canada. So the very first thing that happens, they had a table with his itinerary. And guess what? This was like November, I believe. He was scheduled to be in New Hampshire in the very same weekend in February that my wife and I had already planned to go up to Canada. So now I've got an answer to prayer. I'm going to have an opportunity for my brother and his wife to meet this man. So my brother and his wife are the only two that are baptized in the Holy Ghost that I can depend on to not criticize me, because they understand me a little bit. At least not criticize me to my face. The others probably threw me out with threw me out with a lot of what I believed, because I had gone from what they believe were the places that I should be walking in. Anybody relate?
Amen, amen.
Okay. So now, I go over and there are a bunch of chairs like this. And I see this chair in the middle and there's two others empty and I sit right there. And so, you know, what's wrong with using the first seat, Maria? Might as well be me, right?
Sure.
So I sat right there and here comes Royal. And he begins to, that was worship. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't worship. There was beautiful worship. There was, you know, it was very nice. And when Royal came out and he began to teach, I lost complete vision of him. He was gone. He was literally gone. I couldn't see him. I couldn't see any chairs. I couldn't see any of the room except I saw St. Paul standing smack in front of me within 4 feet. And St. Paul preached a message to me. It was an entire message. And I knew it was St. Paul. And approximately over here was a taller figure in white garments. But I was so overwhelmed at what was there that I didn't see or concentrate on what was in the back, because it was all part of the same vision. And it lasted for over an hour. It did not stop. My eyes stayed in that realm of the spirit. I stayed the entire program. I got the entire message inside me, and I was so out of it that I had a hard time to come back to normal. Okay? So now the next day, I'm kind of still recovering, and I said to the Lord, you know, I never asked to see St. Paul. I says, I can't tell you how many times I asked to see you, but I wanted to see you. And Maria, of course, shares this morning. And he said to me, I was there. And I couldn't drive any further. I pulled off the road because I would have smashed something because I couldn't see anymore. Because I was weeping. And he said, did I give you enough gold standard? Watch now. I didn't recognize him. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you crying? For whom are you looking? Supposing that it was the gardener. Hear me. I can relate to Mary. Supposing that it was the gardener, she replied, sir, if you carried him from here, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away. Isn't she a terrific mom?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said to her, Mary. Turning around, she said to him in Hebrew. Notice it's the voice. It's the voice. Rabboni, which means teacher or master. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me. Do not hold me. For I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Hear me now. We have the same Father, maybe a different mother, but we are the same as Mary. And to my God and your God, not a different God. Away came Mary Magdalene, bringing the disciples news that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. Then that same first day of the week, when it was evening, though the disciples were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and says, "Peace be with you." So saying, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples saw the Lord, they filled with joy. They were filled with joy. They were filled with joy. Did they need to grab it? Did they need to hold on to it? Or were they filled? How do you think I was for weeks with the new message? He was confirming to me I needed to get more understanding of what this man of God, who had been coming from Washington State, out of Spokane, ministering to New England. I needed to hear. I stretched and did all I could to understand what this man's message was. So if I'm strange, blaming on the Lord.
Amen.
If I don't make sense, blame it on the Lord. But I got one thing to tell you. I know that I know that I know that he filled me with joy. I never want to lose it. Do I always comprehend what he's up to? No. But can I trust? Yes. Now lift your hand, put it over your heart. Say, "Father, I need gold confirmation."
Father, I need gold confirmation.
About your plan for my life.
About your plan for my life.
I don't want to miss the boat.
I don't want to miss the boat.
I want to stay on purpose.
I want to stay on purpose.
With the perfect course.
With the perfect course.
With the right connections.
With the right connections.
To get me to my destination.
To get me to my destination.
For glory.
For glory
awaits.
Awaits.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. It's resurrection time. Share some hugs,
yeah,
and some love. Yes, dear.